Sophia Institute Press presents Saints of the American Wilderness, The Brave Lives and Holy Deaths of the Eight North American Martyrs. Written by John A. O'Brien. Read by Chris Larson. Saints of the American Wilderness was formerly published as The American Martyrs in 1953 by Appleton Century Crofts, Incorporated, New York. This 2004 edition by Sophia Institute Press contains minor editorial revisions to the original text. Introduction. The chief sources of our knowledge of the life, customs, and languages of the Indians, and of the works and lives of the missionaries, colonists, traders, and others who entered upon the stage of New France from 1610 to 1672, are the letters and reports that the Jesuit missionaries sent to their superiors in France and Rome. These letters and reports were published in a series of 73 volumes under the title The Jesuit Relations and Allied Documents, which have won unstinted praise from scholars throughout the world as a monumental contribution to American historical scholarship. The writers were highly educated men, acute observers, conscientious recorders of what they saw and did. Leaving the most civilized country in Europe, these Frenchmen plunged into the unknown American wilderness and came face to face with the American Indian, whom they often found to be of the utmost ferocity. To achieve the spiritual conquest of the Indian, in all his various nations, tribes, and dialects, the missionaries had first to attain thorough knowledge of his languages, customs, and ceremonies, to penetrate into his strange cults, and to secure insight into his habits of thought and action. The missionaries were the first students of the American Indian, and they had the best possible opportunity for pursuing their study, since they lived in his wigwams and traveled with him on long journeys through the wilderness and upon the myriad lakes and rivers. The missionaries had attended the best colleges and universities in France. They were versed in the sacred sciences and in many branches of secular knowledge. They were able to make astronomical and meteorological observations, to chart maps, and to note what was peculiar in forestry, vegetation, and animal life. They were shrewd observers of racial characteristics, and one of them, Joseph François Lafitau, is recognized as the founder of modern technology. They studied the Indian languages as missionaries eager to converse in them, and as philologists. Brébeuf's pioneer studies of the Huron and Petun languages laid the foundation for most subsequent work in these tongues, and Pierre Potier's 7 books on the Huron language have proved so valuable that the Ontario government published them in 1920 at public expense. Many of the missionaries' letters were written in Indian huts and wigwams and at campfires, amid a chaos of distractions. Dogs barking, mosquitoes swarming over face and hands, smoke covering the missionaries like a pall, and dogs and children crawling over them alternately. Frequently, the writers were suffering from fatigue and hunger, from sickness, or from wounds inflicted by rude hosts who, at the twinkling of an eye, could change into jailers and tormentors upon the whisper of a medicine man or sorcerer. The style of the letters is nearly always simple and direct, informal and factual. The narrators indulge in no self-glorification or self-pity. They do not dwell needlessly upon the details of their own hardships, but rather set forth the facts with candor and objectivity. With these letters begins the written history of the North, the valleys of the St. Lawrence, the Great Lakes, and the Mississippi. A few of the French traders, the coureurs de bois, had preceded the missionaries in some solitary places, but they seldom made records. Yet, when they came to the chapels to receive the sacraments after their long roaming, they would impart to the missionaries their experiences, which were reflected in the letters to France. Considering the difficulties, it is a wonder that anything at all was written and dispatched. Jogues wrote some of his letters with a hand on which there remained but one whole finger. Blood from a wound stained the paper. Gunpowder was his ink, the earth his table.